This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, jobs data shocks experts, teenagers saved from a burning boat, and the Matildas Paris Olympics pool revealed. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin with your Lunchtime Nine News Podcast. There's been a surprise drop in unemployment, meaning the chance of an interest rate cut is on the back burner. Here's Nine News Federal Politics Editor Michael Packey.
Latest data released by the Bureau of Statistics shows the Australian economy remains resilient, with more than 116,000 jobs created over the past month, most of them full-time. The result has pushed the jobless rate down 0.4% in February to just 3.7%. The numbers have shocked many market analysts who had been expecting an increase in unemployment, and further complicates the Reserve Bank's thinking on interest rates. Unemployment is down in every state and territory, with the lowest jobless rate in South Australia. In Canberra, Michael Packey, Nine News.
Australia and the UK will conduct more joint exercises under a new military agreement. The deal has been signed during a visit to Canberra by Britain's Defence and Foreign Secretaries. It also creates a formal requirement for both countries to consult each other on security issues. Defence Minister Richard Marles says the UK has been ramping up its presence in our region for some time.
The UK has a much greater presence in the Indo-Pacific than we have seen in a very long time. Offshore patrol vessels and its littoral response group are operating within our region. And next year we will see a carrier strike group come through the region as well.
There's growing pressure on the Albanese government to consider the future of Australia's ambassador to the US, Kevin Rudd. Presidential hopeful Donald Trump has warned Dr. Rudd may not be welcome in Washington if he regains the keys to the White House. Dr. Rudd has previously been very critical of Mr. Trump, calling him nuts and destructive. The opposition says if Mr. Trump is re-elected as president, Dr. Rudd would become an ineffective envoy for Australia. Year 9 students on a geography excursion have been rescued from a burning boat on Melbourne's Port Phillip Bay. 22 passengers were on board when the blaze broke out in the vessel's engine bay off Mornington Peninsula. Diane has told 3AW's Tom Elliott she was on a ferry which detoured to rescue them.
Children, they're coming off in front of me now. They've all got life jackets on. They're all boarding. The kids are all good. It's a good outcome. The kids look a bit startled, but they're all in good nick.
Police have confirmed they aren't treating the fire as suspicious and say no one on board was injured. One of two buses involved in a collision in Sydney's southwest had been travelling erratically before the crash. 12 people were taken to hospital after the vehicles crashed in Campsie. One driver, a 63-year-old woman, is critical but stable. Local Ernest Young says it was a scary situation.
Terrible. It really sounded terrible. The loud bang and people screaming, and so we ran out to see what's happening.
A destructive bushfire in Perth's east is burning at a watch and act level. Fire crews strengthened containment lines overnight, but the fire remains out of control. Three sheds and a historic bush cottage have been destroyed by the flames. Police are investigating it as a suspected arson attack. Property land sizes across the country are shrinking as metropolitan areas favour high density. A Domain report shows despite the smaller land sizes, house prices continued to climb over the past 5 years. Research and economics chief Dr. Nicola Powell says Sydney is the most expensive market, followed by Melbourne.
And is the only city actually commanding over $2,000 per square metre for houses. So that's actually 41% more expensive than Melbourne, that is in second place at just over $1,800 per square metre.
And for the first time in half a century, a baby platypus has been found in the country's oldest national park. Scientists have been relocating the animals from a refuge at Sydney's Taronga Zoo to the Royal National Park as part of efforts to boost the wild population. The female puggle weighs around 850 grams and is believed to be around 6 months old. In finance, the Australian dollar is buying 65 US cents.
Sport.
The The Matildas have been drawn into the toughest pool for the Paris Olympics. Australia will face the US and Germany in the only group containing two top five ranked nations. They'll also be joined by either Morocco or Zambia. New recruit Justin Olam is paying the ultimate compliment to rookie West Tigers coach Benji Marshall. The centre will make his club debut on Saturday night against the Sharks. Olam says Marshall, whose coaching methods have come under criticism, has similar traits to Storm boss Craig Bellamy.
To be honest, there's some similarities between Benzi and Craig. I think they keep it simple for you, and they just tell you your job and what they want from you, and they're honest with it. When it's like that, I think it's pretty easy to play rugby league.
Winless Collingwood has recalled Premiership winners Billy Frampton and Tom Mitchell for tonight's AFL battle with St Kilda. And Australian Chris O'Connell has won through to the second round of the Miami Tennis Open. Fellow Aussies Max Purcell and Rinky Hinjikata have bowed out. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. That's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune in to Nine News at 6 p.m.